Palmer, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, October 28, 1904. Dear Brother Palmer, I have a message for you from the Lord. I have always had an intense desire that you shall perfect a Christian character. You will need to guard carefully your physical health. You are now suffering from infirmities which are the result of a violation of the laws of life in your eating and drinking, and in your reckless course of action. The Lord desires you to depend on Him as your only hope, and to set a right example before others. I ask you to be very careful in regard to your diet. Let all who sit down at your table see upon it well-cooked, hygienic, palatable food. Be very careful in regard to your eating and drinking, Brother Palmer, so that you will not continue to have a diseased body. Eat regularly, and eat only food that is free from grease. You do not at all times treat your stomach wisely. And then, when your digestive organs are out of order, the enemy comes in and causes you to see things in a wrong light. Obey the principles of health reform and educate others to do this. The health of the mind is to a large degree dependent upon the health of the body, and the health of the body is dependent upon the way in which the living machinery is treated. Eat only that food which will keep your stomach in the most healthy condition. You need to learn more thoroughly the philosophy of taking proper care of yourself in regard to the matter of diet. Arrange your work so that you can have your meals at regular hours. You must exercise a special care in this matter. Remember that to live the truth as it is in Jesus requires much self-discipline. My brother, I would not lead you into false paths. My hand shall ever be stretched out to take your hand when you are trying to press into the straight and narrow way that leads to the city of God. The words of Christ are plain. Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Wide is the gate, and broad is the way, that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Matthew 7, verse 14, 13. This is Christ's warning to you. I am very desirous that you will be an overcomer through the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony that comes from a living experience in spiritual things. Christ loves his erring children, although they often dishonor him and bring reproach upon his cause. I would encourage you in every effort you make to become the noble witness that Christ desires you to be. When you are this, you will give the world no occasion to reproach you. Believe. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and be true to principle. Keep clear of speculation. Follow closely in the steps of Christ. Never enter into worldly business with unbelievers, thinking that thus you will succeed, but press on in the way of eternal life. Do not think that repudiating the sacred truth will give you a better showing. Every time this is done, it will bring you into unequal warfare, giving the enemy a chance to overcome you. Instead of repudiating the reasons of our faith, you should feel that you would be repudiating reason if you did not sacredly cherish the truth. I know that the most trying temptations will come to us, but lift your mind to the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in Him. Study His word diligently and practice it faithfully. Place yourself strictly in harmony with all the teaching of the Word of God. To cherish noble principles is to become to you as second nature, because you are living out the Word of God. Thus, you will gain strength to resist the enemy. I have been commissioned to have a care for your soul, and this commission is still resting upon me. There are many delusions in the world today. You will find that many influences will try to draw you away from Christ. But the Savior has a tender care for you, because at times you do try very hard to walk in His steps. Let not a vestige of unbelief enter your soul. Be careful how you use the talent of means, so that you may have something with which to advance the work that so much needs to be done. You have in the past shown a lively interest in the establishment of the school with which Brethren Magin and Sutherland are connected. This school is in the right place. While those connected with it are struggling to make a beginning, help them in every way possible. You can in many ways relieve the situation. Take it upon yourself to help them. If you had invested in the advancement of the cause of God the money which in the past, when in company with worldlings, you have let slip out of your hands, you would have secured for yourself a treasure in the heavens that faileth not. I ask you to work henceforth on a higher, holier plane, by helping the cause and work of God in every way possible. Thus only can you lay up treasure in heaven.
Human philosophy has to do with the lower things of truth. The highest philosophy has to do with the most sacred things, with faith in Him who gave His life as a sacrifice for the human family. It is this philosophy that is to help us to do service for the Master. In every way possible, we are to strive to lessen the moral evils in our world. We are to take to the suffering the balm of heavenly consolation, working to a purpose to relieve their temporal and spiritual necessities. Oh, my brother, be careful. Be careful to honor God in your life now, for there are trials before every one. Those who do not realize the necessity of honoring God now will be taken in Satan's snare. The faith that works by love and purifies the soul is a living, growing faith, full of trust and confidence. Keep your heart with all diligence. The Apostle speaks of peace and joy in believing. Wisdom's ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Proverbs 3, verse 17. Gladness of soul is a wonderful thing. When Christ abides in the soul, the words spoken will always be wise and helpful. Ask for help from the divine source of help. You need it, in order that you may have health of body and mind. Live close to God. You need to be separated from all selfishness. Your mind needs to be sanctified and fed daily with the words of truth and righteousness. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. 1 Timothy 1, verse 15. Talk it. Pray it. He is able to save to the uttermost all who come to Him. Come to Him just as you are, and give yourself unreservedly to Him. When you have done this, you will be able to bear the testimony, I know in whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed to Him against that day. 2 Timothy 1, verse 12. The soul goes out of itself into abiding faith in Christ. By virtue of this blessed union with Christ, human beings are justified. Man is made a partaker of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. A living connection with Christ, the true vine, makes us fruitful branches. Christ sees the human agent striving, praying, believing, and He bestows upon him His divine efficiency. I call upon you and your wife and daughter to become spiritual-minded, redeemed by sovereign grace. You need to be drawn closer to Christ in order that you may reveal Him to the world. In the past, you have tried to manage matters yourself, and you have made many mistakes. I call upon you now to rise up in the strength of a noble purpose and honor God. Throw yourself on the royal clemency of Him who gave His life that you might be saved. In His strength, you may redeem the past. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. Romans 8, verse 1, 5, 1-5. Brother Palmer, cannot you do a little for the new school near Nashville? I remember that on your piazza there were strips of carpet. These strips of carpet might be of great advantage to those who are just beginning in a new place. I just mention this because you may not be able to think of anything that you can do to help. You may be able to interest others to help the workers in the school to begin their work. I shall exert all the influence in my power to advance the carrying forward of the work that God has appointed to be done there. Since our return from the East, we have passed through a time of great anxiety, and I have not yet recovered from the strain. On our arrival in St. Helena, we found Sister Marion Davis very weak and low. We did all that we could to help her, but we could not do much. She died on Tuesday afternoon, the 25th of October, and was buried the next day in the St. Helena Cemetery. Her sister was with her during the last few weeks, and this was a great comfort to her. We feel that we can indeed say, "Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." Revelation 14, verse 13. We all felt Marian's affliction very deeply, because we could do little to relieve it. But the weary sufferer is now at rest. I shall miss her much, for she has been with me for many years and has been a most faithful, efficient worker. But she is at rest, and I shall not mourn.